Blog Talk Radio.
Back at it again. It's another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show with your host, Rick Saratella, RIC, and the place to be. Telling it like it is since 2002 when it comes to the NFL Draft, and we are very excited about the prospect we are going to profile and highlight for you today. Someone who was put on my radar this past season, a four-year starter for the Great Danes over at Albany. He is Jamal Robinson, and we're going to welcome him into the show in just a second. But first, let me just tell you about NFLDraftBible.com. We are on fire right now. Go over there. Check us out. The draft season is underway. The bowl season is wrapped up. The all-star circuit is about to begin. Before you know it, it'll be combine time and then off to the races for the pro day circuit like a Great Dane. So why don't we welcome in our featured performer of the day on the Defiance Fuel Water Hotline, DefianceFuel.com. He's Jamal Robinson. He joins us right now on the show. Welcome to the show, Jamal. We appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule, and I'm sure you are in the process of training and preparing for the draft season. So welcome to the show, and how's it going here today? Do we have you, Jamal? Okay, we'll try to get Jamal squared in just a second there. So see if we can work that out on the switchboard. So in the meantime, you know, this is a overachiever, someone who coaches have heaped praise on, just on and off the field, someone who is just dedicated to his craft. And three-time CAA All-Academic Team selection and a career standout for the Great Danes, 210 tackles, 5 interceptions, 30 passes. We are going to try to welcome in Jamal to the show one more time. Hey, Jamal, are you with us? Jamal, are you with us? Going once, going twice, Jamal. Okay, we're trying to work in Jamal onto the hotline. Live radio, folks. It happens. We'll see if we can get this situated. But yeah, Jamal Robinson, 5'9", 180-pound cornerback from Albany. Some big games this past season. And, of course, he is profiled right now on the NFLDraftBible.com. You can go and get his full in-depth along with some of his highlight footage is going to be up there posted with this interview. You can check out all of his career stats and accolades, and we're going to follow his path to the draft between now and April. So we're looking forward to profiling his journey. And I think we finally have Jamal Robinson right now on the Defiance Fuel Water Hotline. Jamal, is that you?
It is me. How you doing?
We're doing fantastic, Jamal, and we're going to reset.
Okay.
Reset the scene here and welcome you to the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. First off, talk to me about your training regimen and your daily workout in preparation for the NFL Draft. What's a typical day looking like for you right now?
Yeah, I'm training down right now in Plantation, Florida with a company called FitSpeed, headed by a trainer named Troy Jones, who I've known for a long time and I'm really comfortable with. I think he's one of the best in the business. They have a really really strict set schedule for us right now. It's pretty much an all-day thing, 6 days a week. Covers all bases from lifts to speed work, position drills, yoga, massages, therapy from licensed trainers. So it's the whole nine yards, and we're working really hard. We're really getting started. This past week was really our first week, and we're really kicking off, and we're already in full gear, full go, ready just to get as much out of it as we can.
I know the FitSpeed guys very well. I actually visited the facility over the summer, had a chance to take a tour, and I know Brandon Marshall will be down there training with you guys as well. So, you know, Jamal, let's start off with what you hope to achieve, you know, between now and the draft season. Obviously, at some point, you're going to get a chance to perform in front of NFL scouts. you know, what are the goals and expectations heading into the draft season? What do you want them to take away from your personal workout?
Well, I want to maximize my athleticism. You know, being a undersized corner, I know that's a lot of things. That's one of the areas that I can make up for that lack of size, so I guess to say. And as far as what a scout would look at in an undersized corner. So that's just, you know, explosiveness, speed, ability to jump, change direction, all those different areas in the game. I want to demonstrate that I can play at the highest level and compete at the highest level based off of my athleticism. And then also just sharpening up my technique skills and showing that I can perform and compete in that area as well.
Yeah, and, you know, we'll get to my observations when I broke you down and studied you, but, you know, you mentioned the size, and we have you listed at 5'9", 175 pounds. Obviously, that's going to be the big label that you're dubbed with by NFL scouts, but, you know, sometimes you can overcompensate for the lack of size with the heart and the demeanor. And when I watch your film, you play much bigger than your size. You're jamming up the wide receivers at the line of scrimmage. You're getting your nose dirty, making tackles. And I think you were one of the leading tacklers, you know, almost every year, 210 career tackles, which is rare for a cornerback of your size. Do you feel like you have to carry that chip on your shoulder and prove yourself that much more because you are going to be dubbed with that undersized label? And what are you going to tell NFL scouts when they try to put that label on you?
Yeah, I definitely do feel that label present. You know, it's something that I've been labeled with really my whole life is being undersized. But, you know, ever since I was a little kid, I was raised by my parents, you know, always have heart, never back down from anything. And I think that I really carry that with me onto the field to the point where I don't even notice that I'm undersized. You know, I don't go into the game looking at anybody thinking they're big or bigger than me or thinking that I'm undersized and I got to overcompensate. I just try to go out there and play football. And I hope to show scouts that that's not a handicap of mine, but rather just what it is. But like I said, it's not a handicap. And to not let that be the thing that deters my opportunity at the next level is really just my main goal and really just what I want to show to everybody.
Yeah, and, you know, this is not new to you, Jamal. I mean, from my understanding, you were not heavily recruited out of high school, didn't have a whole ton of scholarship offers. But, you know, when you did come to Albany, you made an immediate impact. You impressed the coaching staff from day one. I don't even think they knew what you were about to hit them with because of the impact that you made in such a short period of time. And then over the course of your 4-year career, how did you wind up at Albany and how did you make that quick transition from high school to college?
Yeah. First, like you said, I really wasn't highly recruited out of high school. You know, I had a lot of schools that were looking at me, but never actually pulled the trigger on like offering me scholarships. Most of the time quite a few schools, they actually outright even told me like they just wanted somebody bigger. So for like whatever reason it was, whether that one or for other reasons, I wasn't very highly recruited out of high school. But as I'm sure you know, my year coming into college was Coach Gattuso's first year, and like they got the job around Christmas, and you know, by that point, it's pretty late in the game to be recruiting, so they're scrambling. They were scrambling to recruit guys, and then they came to DeMassa, my high school, and asked my coach Elijah Brooks about any guys that they think they should take a look at, and he gave a great recommendation on me. And actually, they pulled the trigger and offered me before they even saw my film. So I guess I kind of got pretty lucky there. But once I got to the school, from day one, I just had great coaching. I had really great coaching, starting off with my recruiting coach, who was no longer there, but Coach Benson, who was our defensive coordinator, defensive back coach. And then even further on, once he left, Coach Clark and Coach Sanchez, they they really just elevated my game to the next level and really allowed me to become, you know, the player that I am today. So I really just owe it all to great coaching and just working hard.
Sometimes it's about being in the right place at the right time and capitalizing on the opportunity, and that's what Jamal Robinson has done. And he is the Great Dane's leader in that secondary and on the defensive side of the ball, cornerback out of Albany here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And, you know, Jamal, let's talk about your leadership characteristics, being a four-year starter, being a senior team leader, and obviously the underclassmen looking up to you. What kind of leadership skills do you possess? Are you a guy that leads by example? Are you a guy that will deliver a fiery halftime speech if need be? Give us a little taste of what your leadership skills are like.
I'll definitely say I'm a lead by example type of guy, and I think that most guys would say that. You know, I'm not really the type to be in the weight room. I don't like what I like to call just white noise, which is just, you know, just talking to talk and just to hear your own voice. I'm not really into that. So I'm a big lead by example type of guy. But especially later on in my career, like my junior, senior year, I did develop a lot stronger of a sense of speaking when necessary. And like that's what I like to do. You know, I will – there have been times this past year especially when, you know, I've gotten into it with a guy, or I've had to, you know, I've given a speech. I've called some defensive meetings, and if I feel like it's necessary to have those types of things, I have absolutely no problem talking to the team, talking to a guy one on one, talking to the defense, whatever it may be, because if you don't speak up when you see a problem, then you're really just as bad as the problem itself. So. Again, I don't like to just talk to talk. I really hate that type of a thing and that type of a role. But when I find it necessary, I really have something to say. I have like no problem speaking up.
It's a great attitude to have and a great way to be. Jamal Robinson, Albany cornerback, and again, his full scouting report up on the NFLDraftBible.com. We've dug deep into this one. He's a good one. Mark it down for the memory bank for the upcoming 2018 NFL draft. Jamal, when I broke you down, you know, I like your versatility. It seems like you've been playing that boundary corner spot there, both man-to-man coverage and zone concepts. But I think you really thrive as a cover man-to-man corner. I love your physicality. Again, you know, we talked about jamming guys at the line of scrimmage, but I think your mirror skills are one of your best attributes, and I think you do an excellent job, as I noted in the scouting report, just locating the ball, keeping yourself between the ball and the opposition, and being able to adjust and adapt to the ball while it's in the air. But I always like to get the scouting report straight from the horse's mouth, and, you know, if somebody's tuning in to you for the first time, they're going to pop in your game film. You tell us what people should expect to see when they break down your film.
I think that your assessment is actually pretty accurate, in my opinion. One thing that I really pride myself on is my press man. You know, being in the boundary and our defense, you're stuck one on one with the X receiver, who is usually the other team's best route runner, their main guy, because that's where you get the one on one matchup. See, most of the time it's in the boundary; it's the shortest throw. That's where quarterbacks are most comfortable looking to throw the ball. So we do, you know, one thing that we did every day in practice is we always worked on press drills and we always worked on our ball drills. So I feel like over the course of the year, that's one thing that I became pretty strong on was my press man, mirroring the receiver, cutting them off at the line, and making a play on the ball. I think that also another area that I'm pretty strong in is I'm really aggressive, and that's both in the pass and in the run. I like to, you know, I do like to play to break on the ball. I do like to keep play challenge short routes, and I also like to come up in cracking the place a lot. You know, I got a lot of that into the boundary. That's, you know, a lot of the reason why I had, you know, that many tackles was because a lot of teams like to crack the place, probably because they see, you know, what they perceive as a smaller corner to the boundary, you know, one on one with the back. and then they figure that they can, you know, take advantage of that matchup. But, you know, that's another thing we worked on pretty much every day was cracking the place. So I feel as though I played a run pretty well too.
Yeah, they find out that you got a little something-something waiting for them. 210 career tackles, 5 interceptions, 30 pass breakups. He is Jamal Robinson. He joins us right now on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And also a multiple, you know, all-academic CAA selection. So, Jamal, I mean, how have you balanced the classroom academics in addition to football? Not always an easy task to juggle both. What's the secret to your success?
Yeah, like you said, it is. It's really hard. It's really challenging, you know, because the day is only but so long. But I feel like since I was a little kid, like my mother's like, especially my mom, she's like really been hard on me about school and getting my grades done, and you know, making sure school always comes first. And that's one thing that was never played around with in my household. So like, that's kind of just a thing that I just knew I had to do. Like, I wouldn't feel right if I didn't, you know, give my all in the classroom, didn't show up to class, didn't do my homework. And I know my mom would, you know, whip my tail if I didn't too. So I just kind of just took those lessons that I learned from since I was a little kid and just really stuck to that discipline as I was on my own in college, and things kind of fell into place for me.
Yeah, and you've also, I'm sure they're proud of your work in the community off the field as well, something you've, you know, picked up as a collegiate player. A lot of times players don't begin to give back to the community until they go on to the next level, but you've already gotten involved, and I know you've done some work for the Advocacy Center for Sexual Violence, which helps victims on campus. Tell us a little bit more about your work with that program.
Yeah, it was a new program. This is our first year of the program. And one of the main things that we were looking to do is just reach out to our students to get as much involvement as possible in bringing awareness to the Advocacy Center on campus, and also to helping those who are victims, or those who are, I guess, in relation to a victim of sexual violence. Because I mean, I know not everybody realizes it, but it's actually a very abundant thing, unfortunately, that goes on. And, you know, I have a passion to help people. I guess I'm not really sure where it stems from, but I just have a passion to help people in that field in respect to that. And the opportunity presented itself actually through football, through a presentation that our coaches had kind of gotten for us during camp, and like the opportunity presented itself to join that organization. I just jumped on it, and it was honestly, it's one of the greatest decisions I've ever made, because it's really fulfilling in knowing that you're helping someone with a much greater cause.
And I see here, you know, you had an opportunity, you were invited to a speech by Governor Andrew Cuomo. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was actually one of the craziest experiences of my life. You know, it was really caught off guard, because I wasn't expecting anything like it. I was actually on my way down to Florida when I got called and with the invitation. And I was just really overjoyed that that I was invited to such an event, and that to be recognized for working with the Advocacy Center. And honestly, it was just a really good experience, and I'm glad that it's such a focal point in society today, because it really is something that's unfortunately not talked about as much as it really should be. And you know, the fact that I was invited is really an honor. It was really an honor to me, and I'm so thankful for that opportunity. I just wanted to point out that, like, you know, even though I was got so much press behind it because of me being a football player and an athlete and the whole nine, there's a team of ladies who are working in that organization, and they are just phenomenal with what they do. And they deserve just as much recognition as I do. And they don't always get it, I guess, because of the platform that I can reach due to football. But those ladies are doing great work with the organization as well. And just as many people as we can get, you know, fighting for that cause is just a benefit.
Well, we commend you for your work, and that is a hot button topic, and definitely we love everything that you do with that organization. Now, let's talk a little bit about your background and upbringing. You do have an older brother, James, who was a 4-year starter for the Pitt Panthers, the basketball team, and he's currently playing overseas. So he's, you know, he's kind of gone through the process of making the jump and getting to the next level and playing professionally. Has he given you any advice on the process now that you're preparing to take your game to the next level? And if so, you know, what kind of advice has he been able to share with you?
Yeah, James is he's just a well of information and just a great resource to have. You know, I talk to him literally every single day. You know, sometimes it's just, you know, us just kicking it around, whatever. But a lot of times we are talking about, you know, what it is to be a professional athlete. And like you asked me the question earlier about what type of leader I am. My brother is probably the greatest example I've ever seen of lead by example. Bar none, I don't know anybody who works harder than him. And a lot of times when I'm working out or when I'm, you know, tired or whatever it may be, anything that requires any sort of effort, like I really do look to him because of the example that he has set and just showing me what it is to be a professional athlete and how hard it is. And, you know, I just try to emulate what he does because, like I said, he's just the greatest example, and that's really what it is. You know, he offers me so much information and so much advice on, you know, the ins and outs of the business and, you know, ins and outs of how to better myself as an athlete and as just a young man. So having him is just like a golden resource for me.
Jamal Robinson, Albany cornerback, Great Danes in the building here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show with your host, Rick Saratella. And, you know, Jamal, I see your hometown listed as Mitchellville, Maryland. I don't know too much about it. Tell us what it was like growing up there in Mitchellville, Maryland. And are you born and raised? Did you move around? Give us a little taste of growing up there in Maryland.
I'm born and raised. I've lived in the same house my entire life. I've been really blessed. I have two great parents, got a great older brother, and the whole – anybody who knows me knows my family, they travel deep. You know, I got a lot of support all around the country from Rhode Island, Georgia, and all in between. And just growing up in Maryland was just I'm really proud of where I'm from. You know, I grew up playing in Glen Arden, Maryland, for Glen Arden Bulldogs, Peppermill Pirates. And I just learned so much because I got to meet so many different types of people. You know, from all different backgrounds, all different races. And I just really broadened my horizon to see so much that I feel like a lot of people didn't really get the chance to see. And that's just a blessing in and of itself. And then that was kind of just like my segue into DeMatha, which I don't think there's a high school in the country that can compete with it in just any field that you can name. So it was just I feel as though I'm really proud of where I'm from, and I couldn't be happier.
All right, good stuff. We're finding out more and more information about Jamal Robinson here. The pride of Maryland is in the building, and, you know, how about, you know, when you're not playing football, Jamal, when you're not studying football, preparing for the next level, I know between your academics and your collegiate career, you don't have that much downtime, but what do you like to do in your free time? What do you like to do when you relax? And do you have any hobbies that you enjoy?
You know, I watch a lot of Law and Order, to be honest. If I'm not watching football or basketball or soccer or something, I'm pretty much in there on TV watching Law and Order. That's my favorite show, Law and SVU. And if it's not that, as far as active things I like to do, you know, I like to just hang out with my friends. You know, I got a lot of great friends from over the years. I hang out with the same kids who I was in a 3-year-old class with still to this day. And we pretty much hang out every single day. We talk every single day. And if I'm not with them, I'm with my other friends, my other friends who played football with me at DeMatha. You know, JJ, Dale, Bentley, those guys who they've come to be like my brother. So we all just hang out. We're at each other's houses, just kicking in the basement, playing PlayStation, eating up everybody's food, whatever it is. You know, we just like to hang out.
All right, and, you know, you mentioned you like to watch some TV. I'm sure you like to watch some NFL as well. I'm curious to know, you know, who are some of the corners at the next level that you enjoy watching? Who are some of the cornerbacks, past or present, that you'll put on film and just try to break them down? And, I know the great players always study the tendencies of great other great players and try to grasp a little bit of as much as they can. Who are some of those guys that you enjoy watching?
Yeah, there's a couple guys that I really like to watch. One guy I really like to watch is I like to watch Courtland Finnegan. You know, he's not really the biggest corner in the world either, but he plays with so much like just so much fire and just so much like he's so competitive. I really like to just watch him. If more so of anything else, just for like, just to kind of like emulate, just the spark that he plays with, you know, the intensity, he's physical as they come. He likes to really get up in the receiver's face. He comes downhill, he'll hit you. Like, I really like to watch Courtland Finnegan a lot. And then also, I'm a big Darrelle Revis fan just because of he's just a technician, you know, everything that he does, especially like, his man-to-man, his mirror at the line of scrimmage, I feel like he's about as good as they come at that. So I have a lot of fun watching those two guys and just looking at their highlights, looking at their practice film. I watch one-on-one reps of them off YouTube. And I really enjoy watching them play.
Well, definitely some great players to learn from and study up on. We're winding down here with Jamal Robinson, the Albany cornerback here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Just one or two more, Jamal, as we wind down before we let you go, and we appreciate the time here today. We always like to kind of wind down and wrap things up with this question. You know, if I was an NFL general manager, I want you to tell me why I should draft Jamal Robinson come April.
I believe, first and foremost, I'm a really hard worker. You know, I'm the type of guy who I'll do whatever it is that team needs. I think if you talk to any of my coaches, any of my teammates in the past, they'll always tell you that I've always put the name on the front of the jersey before the name on the back of the jersey. You know, that has its, of course, that always has its pluses and benefits, but that's one thing that no matter what has never seemed to change for me. Like, even in times when I've, like, really have thought or I've been told, whatever it may be, the case may be, like, you really got to do whatever it is, maybe for yourself, whatever. You know, it's a business. Everybody says it's a business. You got to market yourself. You got to do this. You got to do that. But I've never been able to put myself before the team. Like, it's just, I don't know, it's just not in my nature. And so I'm a guy who I do everything for the people who are next to me. And I feel like that when you play for a cause bigger than yourself, such as your teammates, that just allows you to really exceed expectation, really exceed what your natural ability is.
Well, that's a great mentality to have. And, you know, NFL scouts are going to love that attitude when they get a chance to sit down and talk with you one-on-one. You know, before we wrap things up, Jamal, I mean, what's the plan of attack between now and the draft? I know you're working on lining up some workouts. Do you have anything set in stone yet? Or do you want to update us at another time so we can provide our listening audience with an update? But what's the plan of attack here for the next 4 months?
Right now, we're still working out the dates and events that I'm going to appear in to showcase myself. So I'm not really sure at the moment of everything, like concrete answers. But so for right now, it's just keep grinding, keep working. So when it is time to show, we can put the best product on the field.
Absolutely. And it's still very early preliminary part of the draft process. And I'm sure you'll get that all situated and you'll keep us posted so we can keep everybody else posted and let everyone know. And of course, Jamal's in-depth scouting report is up on the NFLDraftBible.com along with this interview, and we'll have his video and highlight film up there as well. Jamal, before we let you go, anybody else that you'd like to thank or give a shout out to before we wrap up? The stage is yours.
I'm just thankful for my entire family, for my parents supporting me for 21 going on 22 years pretty soon, and just thankful for all the love and the encouragement from them, my brother, my teammates, my coaches, my friends, and of course most of all God for just the blessings that He's bestowed upon me. So with that, that's pretty much all I've got.
Well, we thank you for joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. It went a little bit longer than I anticipated, so again, I thank you for your time and your patience, but I learned a lot from our conversation, and I look forward to chatting with you over the next 4 months. Again, I'm sure you'll keep us posted so we can update everybody on your progress and your path to the draft. Tell the people at FitSpeed I said hello, and look forward to hearing back from you soon, Jamal.
I will definitely do that. Thank you.
All right, you got it. That's Jamal Robinson, the Albany cornerback, the Great Danes of Albany, a four-year starter, career overachiever, 210 tackles, very active, 5 interceptions, 30 pass breakups, just flying around the field like his hair is on fire. And, listed at 5'9", 175, you would never think that by his style of play, his tenacity, aggressiveness, as you heard. And really someone, my comparison was Dante Dion, who is right now currently with the New York Giants, another guy that was, dubbed undersized, but could not hold back his heart. And I think that's the one thing, when you evaluate NFL draft prospects, the scouts will tell you that you can't measure, you don't really know what you got inside until you bring them into the building and you get them next to each other and let the best man win out. And I can guarantee you this, folks, when Jamal Robinson gets into an NFL camp, he is going to make it near impossible to get rid of him. I mean, this is the kind of guy that you want all 53 to be like in terms of work ethic and practice style. And, his coaches, again, have just praised his passion for the game, his leadership and tangibles. You heard him talk about his work on and off the field, just a great athlete and a prospect that you need to know for the upcoming 2018 NFL Draft. So remember where you heard it here first on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I was your host, Rick Saratella, for another edition. Of course, we'll be bringing you more interviews leading up to the 2018 NFL Draft. So if you're listening here on Blog Talk Radio, on iTunes, on NFLDraftBible.com, please do subscribe it and share it and spread the word, because we appreciate everybody for tuning in, and hopefully this was enjoyable for you as it was for me. But again, we'll be back with more interviews, and along the way, you check us out on Twitter at NFL Draft Bible for all the latest and greatest stuff. Of course, NFLDraftBible.com. If you're just catching parts and bits and pieces of this interview, you want to hear it in its entirety, you want to get Jamal Robinson's full in-depth scouting report, log on, NFLDraftBible.com. Special shout out to Coach Panker. Again, we appreciate Jamal Robinson for taking the time here, and our sponsors at DefianceFuel.com. For Rick Saratella, till the next time, everybody, we appreciate it.